Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yes, absolutely. I was just in Boston Commons in Boston last week, and knowing the rich Christian heritage of Boston, and yet working with the church plant that we're kind of working with to help start up there, and how they're having to plow in a very difficult area, in a very blue area, in a very left to the Christian faith area, yet they are making a difference because they're being known for what they bring the community instead of what they're asking of the community. It's a really beautiful story that's happening there. But I think in all of our communities, that's got to happen. All of our churches have got to realize that. I think 1 Peter really brings this out whenever he talks about that. How are we to be among the foreigners, as foreigners in a foreign land? We got to start thinking of us being not in the home field advantage anymore. We're not that Christian nation that we grew up in. I was one of those students that in second grade, my teacher stood at the front of the line before we went to lunch, and we all recited the Lord's Prayer. But I was also the class that graduated from, and we could no longer pray at our football games and at any school events. And so I was in that evolutionary period. And so we're in just different times that we've got to can't just demand our voice. We've got to show the value of our voice.
Boy, so good. Another interesting shift that you noted was that in post-Christendom, faith lives while Sunday attendance is an option. So we're not talking about the skeptics here. I mean, we're addressing how church attendance overall is down and people are piecemealing their faith together or they're walking away from it altogether. But there also is this remnant of people very serious about their faith but opting out of church attendance. What's that about?
You know, I think it's, again, a new expression of the church. Is not just the four corners of the church on First and Main in any given town. And that is realization that church can happen in a home, it can happen in a pub, it can happen in a lot of different places. In fact, church can happen in a park. And it's realizing that wherever we live, work, learn, play, wherever we are, we're the church, and that we've got to be present and be Christ in that very situation in a very powerful way. And instead of just relegating the church to Sunday in the four walls at the building. So let's start imagining as individuals and as the church, Big C Church and our local expression churches, how we are being the church in the community, that will make an impact so that whenever we do gather, it will be a celebration rather than the center focus point. I mean, I grew up in church all my life, and I was trained in the situation where it was about Sunday. I even had somebody teach me one time, Mike, it's always about Sunday. Well, no, it's not. I've come to learn that Sunday is a good place to land, and it's a great place to launch and so really we got to start measuring what are we doing in the community, how are we impacting there as much as how many people are we landing in our seats on the weekends.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.